Today's episode is all about projections.
Ooh, this is an interesting topic.
It's such a cool topic, one I feel like I've been learning about the last couple of years.
So projections, when we were talking about it, it's basically like looking in a mirror.
Yes.
So if you're feeling really self-critical, you automatically think other people are being critical of you when they're not particularly, but because you're so in your own head about the way that you are feeling, it can be a reflection of that. But then we've also found this other whole spiel of what projections are on Ash's phone. Oh my gosh. And we're just like, yep, that's hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it really does explain it so well. But yeah, you will find that when people project something onto you, it's a mirror reflection of what they're actually feeling internally.
Yeah.
And if it's like judgment, they actually really judge themselves for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love the mirror reflection analogy. Okay, this is what it says. Psychological projection is a defense mechanism concerning inside content mistaken to be coming from the outside other. It forms a basis of empathy by the projection of the personal experiences to understand someone else's subjective world.
In its misalignment forms, it's a defense mechanism in which the ego defends itself against disowned and highly negative parts of the self by denying their existence in themselves and attributing it to others, breeding misunderstanding and causing untold interpersonal damage. A bully may project their own feelings of vulnerability onto the target, or a person who is confused may project feelings of confusion and inadequacy onto other people.
Projection incorporates blame shifting and can manifest as shame dumping, and projection has been described as an early phase of introjection. So I feel like that explains it so well. Mm-hmm. And projection, it shows up in so many areas of life. When you're an online personality, you're a target. There's so much projections that get thrown your way. And it's really interesting when you do this work and you learn more about yourself, you can really see the person for where they're at and what they're experiencing.
It's awesome to be aware of it. You know, people might do something, you might be like, why did they do that? Why did they say that? And then when you can see it from this perspective, you're like, oh, okay.
You don't take it personally.
You don't.
Because you know it's just how they're feeling or what they've been conditioned to think is wrong or right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super, super interesting.
So we thought we'd share a couple of different ways that this has shown up for us just to kind of bring a bit more clarity and also share some personal experiences with you guys. So online, one that I often get is, you are so lucky that Kurt is so hands-on. I get it all the time. And yeah, I am so lucky and I'm so grateful for him. But also at the end of the day, that's the type of person that I wanted to be with. And that's the type of, I guess, standard that I had for a relationship. I wanted to have a partner who was hands-on, who valued the same things as me and who's into the same things as me. So yeah, I understand that some people might find it triggering, is probably the right word, if their partner is someone who's not helping out and they see Kurt helping me do all these things. But it's not my responsibility. It's all of our own responsibility to take 100% accountability for our lives and the things we're not happy with. And rather than projecting it onto someone else and going like, oh, you know, they're so lucky, blah, 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 maybe having a look inside and going, okay, maybe I need to raise my baseline.
Yeah. And when they're projecting that, oh, you're so lucky, in that kind of tone that it normally is in, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you're so lucky, I'm so happy for you. It's more like, oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
They're victimizing themselves too. Like, you're so lucky, I've got it so hard.
Well, that's what they say at the end. It's always like, I don't have this, my partner's doing this, or, and I'm like, you know, I feel bad for you. I feel for you. I do. And that sucks. But it's also like,
but it's actually
not
got
my
nothing.
Responsibility.
No, it's actually got nothing to do with you. She is projecting what she wishes she had or what she wishes she could do, or it's all just what's going on internally for her. And I get it a lot if I have a date night or if I go on a holiday. It's like, you're so lucky you can go and do this. And I've shared it before, the Bora Bora story. If you've listened to all of our episodes, you'd remember that one where she projected that I'm just this horrible mum for going on a holiday with Steve. And in the end, we got into an awesome conversation. She was like, oh, this isn't about you going on a holiday. It's you going on holiday. I then projected my feelings of, it's not fair, how much I'm craving time by myself, how much I wish I could just go on a holiday and do this thing that's got nothing to do with you. I just projected and dumped it all on you because I was feeling so uncomfortable in my own thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. It's tough. I feel for people, but yeah, you can't take it personally.
I feel for people, but also it's not fair for you to have that dumped on you.
Be the punching bag.
Be the punching bag. Yeah.
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 Initially, just then, I wanted to say it's part of being online, but it shouldn't be, right? It
shouldn't be.
But it's like we've normalized.
Because people don't say that to your face, oh, you're so lucky. Like, I mean, maybe, but rarely. A lot of the things that you cop online, people would not say to
you. No, definitely not, because they'd have that awareness. I feel like they'd stop themselves, but it's almost easier to type it out without thinking. They're not as conscious online,
they
I think.
They don't have a name online.
Yeah.
It's obviously so because true. It's not something that they're proud of saying. So if they've got a fake name to say it, they don't want to own and be proud of 100%. What they're saying.
Yeah. But face-to-face, they would be more conscious of what they're saying and have more awareness around what they're saying.
Yes.
Because it's like human to human, whereas I think they forget that human's behind the screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of leading on from yours too, like, oh, you're so lucky. I'm guessing your comments like, oh, it must be so easy for you to read your book or go do this because you've got such a hands-on partner. I get that quite often too. Like, it's so easy for you to go and do this because you've got money, or it's so easy for you to say that because you're so privileged. And it's like, yes, definitely. I'm definitely privileged. But you also might not have seen my past and where I've come from, and I wasn't handed anything, and I've worked my absolute ass off to get where I am to be able to have the life that I want. It wasn't just handed to me on a silver platter. But once again, I can't take it personally, because when they're projecting that you've got this easy or you get to go and do this or lucky for you, it's just highlighting what they feel like they're lacking in their life and what they would like.
Yeah.
And they're triggered by it. So then it's uncomfortable. So it's like, oh, I'm going to project that onto you so that we can somehow, you know, be feeling that together, because it's not fair you get to go do that and have that life and do all that thing. Well, I'm sitting over here not getting a break, struggling, can't pay my bills, and you're off living your fairyland, you know, in their head, but they're just projecting because it's feeling too uncomfortable.
Yeah, or maybe they're too afraid to take the steps that you took, you know, like you took some big, brave steps and maybe they're going, yeah, that's exactly right. Still doing.
Yeah,
so true.
Yeah.
But maybe that is something as well where people don't realize how much bravery it takes to sometimes get into these good situations. They take sacrifice, like we always talk about.
Another thing I just thought of then too, that projections is almost like judgments. And say this beautiful girl walks in and she's got low-cut top, low cut back, she's showing off her body, super tan, hair's all done, makeup's all done. And I'm sure you've been around women before, and I think years ago I would too. Like, oh wow, like she looks so slutty, or what an attention seeker, or you'd make these judgments and assumptions about who that person is. But all it was really highlighting for me is like what you're insecure about, or what it's highlighting what you feel like you're lacking, what you would like more of. Like if you're saying she's dressing too sexy and she's slutty, maybe you're wanting to feel more sexual. Maybe that's an area of your life that you've been avoiding or putting to the side or feeling shame around. Has someone told you that if you dress like that, you're a slut and you're wanting more attention? Mm. Cool. But that's not actually the truth. So that person that's feeling all that, they're projecting onto that other girl over there who's just living her best life.
Also, doesn't that person that's dressing that way just like ooze confidence? Oh, so always you see that person walk in, not only is she looking stunning, but you're like going, gosh, she's got so much confidence. Like she's rocking that. She doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
Well, some people think that. Person I'm talking about
wouldn't
think that.
No, but that's what I mean. So that would be triggering, not only the what she's wearing and her looking sexy, but also like
owning it,
being so confident, showing up, being the vibrant person in the room, being unapologetically herself.
And isn't that the goal?
Oh,
isn't that the goal, just to be who you are, wear what you want, do what you want.
Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy and not give zero fucks about what other people say about you.
Yeah.
And so when someone's projecting it, they're not living like that.
No.
They're living under a set of rules of what someone's told them is good, bad, wrong, right.
Limiting beliefs, holding you back.
Yeah,
not doing what makes you happy and aligns with you because you're too worried about stepping outside.
100%. So when someone is doing that, it triggers you, then you project all this like
hate
and judgment and low vibe energy onto them.
I love that story.
You think it's going to make you feel better, but it just doesn't.
Yeah, no.
It really doesn't.
So good.
Yeah.
So from this episode, I guess we're just wanting to try to create some awareness and hope that you girls walk away, because if you're not aware, you're not aware.
And
you're
not going
to be looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might think it's normal to have those thoughts and feelings and just to project them onto others, or like just settle and think it's okay for other people to do it to you, but it's not. You can not take it personally, because you know it's not about you, it's about them.
Yeah, and also it's something that can hold you back. If you're worried about others' projections on you, if you want to rock that dress, but you're like, fuck, I don't want people to think of me that way.
Yeah.
You know, like hopefully this makes you go like, who cares?
And you're not living authentically.
Yeah,
living
I'm going
to
do what aligns for me. I'm not going to care if I trigger someone else. If I feel good in that, I'm going to wear that. If I feel good doing this, I'm going to do this.
Because you don't want to live your life for other people, because that was a projection I get all the time. It's like, can't believe you wear that to pick up.
Yes,
I wear active wear to pick up. Yes, I wear booty shorts to
pick
up.
I'm not going to change.
School pick up. Yeah, I'm not going to wear.
Why do I change to make you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I'm not going to like water myself down and wear a muumuu or track pants to school pick up because bike shorts make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But once again, it's like, it's not about me. It's about them.
That's
what
it.
What makes them feel uncomfortable.
And you'd have to go out of your way to change into something else when you're already wearing what you're wearing for the comfort of others. It just doesn't make sense.
So we'd love you guys to just once again, like, have this awareness around when those judgments come up for you, or you do want to project something onto someone, it might even be a close friend, someone online, whatever, like just catch it and just sit with it before you react, before you respond, before you type something, just sit with it, catch it, and then ask yourself some questions, like get more curious and like, what's actually coming up for you? Because you'll find a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
And the more you practice this and the more you get to know yourself, the less you're then going to project onto others. And it never feels good for anyone, for yourself or the other person receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even write them down and then unpack them later.
Yeah.
Write them down in your notes and go, oh, why did that make me feel that way?
Yeah.
There's always a reason.
Yeah, always a reason. You can always get to know yourself more and just figure out where it come from. It might be something from your child or someone's told you along that, like the dressing, for example, like someone might have told if you show cleavage, like you're slutty or you're asking for it or you want the attention, but maybe you just like your boobs.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes you feel feminine.
Paid a lot of money for these.
Whatever reason, like it doesn't even matter. Hey, yeah. You like wearing low cut tops? Cool.
Yeah.
If you worked hard for your nice toned legs, you want to wear a short dress? Amazing.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Love that.